Chapter 2 The Promised Land. Hip, hip, the joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come in, cats, and shake your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping. Fats Waller. After 3 long years, Jake's mother finally had enough money to move her children to New York. Welcome to Harlem, Jake, he thought he heard her say, as he stepped off the train at 7th and Lenox Avenues. He wasn't really sure, because his attention was riveted by the sights and sounds bursting from the street. Like the train rumbling the platform, Jake felt a vibration inside that blocked out everything else. It was the pulse of Harlem, the heart of the African-American world, and his new home. Harlem is a large neighborhood within New York City. In the 1930s, almost 35,000 blacks lived in its 5 square miles. Its residents included more African-American scholars, artists, writers, musicians, and business leaders than anywhere else in the world. To Jake, it was not just another city. It seemed like another planet. Jake's mother lived in an apartment building with many other families. Like most structures in Harlem, the building was several stories high. After living in 1- and 2-story houses in Philadelphia with only one family, Jake gasped at the towering building. It seemed there was an entire neighborhood packed within its walls. Jake was especially fascinated by the fire escapes. The iron ladders that zigzagged up the outside of each building were meant for emergency escapes. But more often, they served as tiny porches where tenants stood outside and visited with one another. On muggy summer nights, people often slept on them to escape not fires, but the stifling heat in their apartments. The fire escapes reminded Jake of the biblical story of another Jacob, a shepherd who dreamed of a ladder that stretched to heaven. The iron stairs seemed to reach up and grab the edge of the Harlem sky. Jake's apartment was